We are bombarded with all kinds of messaging in media every day. Who's the hottest artist? What's the latest trend in social media? What massive tweet will change the civic or religious landscape? What's the next in thing? Messaging's not so bad if we keep it in perspective. And that's what we're going to do right now, today. Keep life in perspective as we listen intently for God's message so all the others will make sense. Welcome to Message Daily with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Peace and blessings, listening friends. We know that you could have chosen to spend your time doing any one of a number of things, but I'm excited that you have chosen instead to invest some of it with us. This is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Message Daily, where we give you God's Word every single day, and today is no exception. We are continuing in our new devotional series, The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant, this time under the caption, Covenantal Concept. Covenantal concepts. We'll get into that in just a moment, but first, let's pray. Then we'll get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for this day of preparation. But Lord, we're living in a time of preparation. You are about to change everything. Jesus will soon come. And Father, I know you're looking for people who are without spot and without wrinkle or any such thing. Please make us holy. Teach us to cooperate with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen again. I'm going to read a quote from the Seventh-day Adventist Bible commentary in just a moment, but today's caption is covenantal concepts. I don't think I said that a little earlier. Maybe I did. Covenantal concepts. And so in the days before now, the last several days, we talked about the covenant from different facets or different angles or perspectives. We started out with all future generations, and the Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and it came at a time similar to now. Similar to what's happening in our lives now, the earth is completely, it seems, to be completely crazy. People have lost control. And the Bible says that at that time, people's or the imagination of the heart of people was always evil continually. Did you get that? Always evil continually. There are people who lay down, in the New Testament Bible writer's words, lay down on their beds at night and dream up ways to be evil. Wow. And you can see that in people's behavior. Do I need to go down through a list? I don't think so. And so we see that all throughout the generations, God has found a way to connect with his people, in this case with Noah and his offspring. And of course, we come from that line, if you want to say. Adam and Eve were already gone. All of the patriarchs before the flood were gone, right? And now we have Noah. And whoever comes next, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and we see the faith that God would have demonstrated through Abraham and said it was accounted unto him for righteousness because he believed God. But the sin principle from Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5 is arresting. Because again, God saw in Genesis 1 and 2 everything that he had created and made as good, good, very good, 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 very good. And then humankind eventually sinned. Adam sinned. And because of that sin, now all humanity has a sin problem. But God didn't leave us any more than he left Adam. Bible says he went into the garden and called out to Adam and said, Adam, where are you? Adam was hiding. He was naked. He was ashamed. God dealt with that to help Adam understand his condition. And by helping him understand his condition, now he gives Adam an opportunity. Adam, what are you going to do? Eve, what are you going to do? They had an opportunity to what? Surrender their will to God or not. That's what covenant really is about. God making the first and most critical step, giving us the power, every power that we need in order to respond to his first steps toward us. And if we respond with the faith that he has given us, with the power that he's entrusted to us, then we win. We are surrendering our will to God. And in 2021, through Christ, yes, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. And now we can have right relationship with him because of all that God has done for us. And so Eve was deceived. Yes, Adam did his sin. Yes, but God did not leave them in that condition. We are humans just like Noah. Let's get back to Noah. Noah was a man. He was not some superhuman. In fact, when the Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, it says that God had favor with Noah. The Bible says that he made a covenant with him and with all humanity. It's interesting because God knows everything all at the same time. He knows all of what will happen in the future, what will not. He knew that when he made covenant with Noah, that Noah would mess up. And that's an understatement. Have you read about the life of Noah? Need I go into that detail? If you've not, go back to the book of Genesis and inspect and see the life of Noah. So when God found favor with Noah, he knew that Noah was a frail, broken, faulty human being. What about me? He knows that I'm a frail, broken, faulty human being. What about the woman at the well in the New Testament? He knew that she was a frail, faulty human being, but he, Jesus, gave her the power to go into her community where she had shamed herself, where she had sinned openly and publicly, where people would have known the kind of lifestyle she lived. She had so many men, can you imagine? And Jesus told her exactly what was going on. And the Bible says that basically through this kind of this covenantal relationship where Jesus is saying, I'm going toward humanity, I'm not moving away, I'm going to empower humanity to do my will, even though you humans are sinful. Well, that's sort of the point, isn't it? Because we're sinful, God has to do something in order to redeem us. And it's a blessing. It's more than a blessing, because it's for our eternal good and for his glory. And so the woman goes out, she's a witness, and people are saved. That's what it's all about. Noah, the Bible says, was a righteous man. He was blameless. He walked with God. You know, God would have said the same thing about the woman that was caught in the very act of adultery. Again, in the New Testament, once Jesus delivered her from her sin, he shielded her from the condemnation of humankind. And then, of course, he said, go and sin no more. She would have been righteous and blameless and now empowered to do what? Walk with God. Really, this is just a microcosm or a small representation of the entire book of Romans chapter 8. When you have an opportunity, go there and read. And so God makes this covenant in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 18. You see how we're going to the new and back to the old and to the new and to the Old Testament? Yes, for covenantal concepts. Well, the Bible reads, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. See, if you want covenant with God, if you want relationship with God, if you want to be safe, come into the ark of safety. There's an open door invitation to all who are willing to submit to his will, that he, because he's so good and we are so miserable, poor, blind, naked, and don't even know it, he comes to us, he opens the door of the ark of safety, and he says, please, won't you come in? Through Christ, please, won't you come in? Through the entreaties of the Holy Spirit, please, won't you come in? Through the ministering angels that do see his face daily, please, will you come in? Through the prophets, through the word of God, through all that he has given us. We see covenantal promises where God loves us and wants us with him. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, what God says matters most. His message shared through our lives has the power to change the world today and provide hope for the future. This has been Message Daily with L. David Harris. Until next time, make it a great day.